And good morning. It's now 9:07 at News Radio KMAN. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples today. That's kind of cool to be able to host the show with a lot of folks that to do great things in our community. And today we're going to be visiting with some folks from USD 383. There's a meeting tonight, and we have joining us Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Good morning, Eric. Good
morning, Dave.
And school board member Daryl Eady. Did you say 10 years on the board when we were talking?
Yeah, I believe that's right.
It's a good thing if you're a school board member to know the math.
Yes, it is.
Daryl's a numbers guy, too. You got to know that.
Oh, okay. All right. But not necessarily a calendar guy. Well, there's a board meeting tonight, and there's so many things to talk about, Eric. And I'd like to start. I know that it's not necessarily really an agenda item, but bring us up to date with COVID-19 concerns within the 383 offices.
Yeah, well, I think COVID's going to always be a part of our meeting for the near future. So Dr. Wade did put a letter out recently talking about Monday and Tuesday being remote days, very, very similar to a Wednesday. As people, you know, unless you're hiding under a rock, you've seen some cases skyrocket in our community. We're seeing a lot more quarantines, positive cases throughout several of our buildings. And I know Dr. Wade was meeting with a group of doctors and people in the community this week to see what their advice was on moving forward, whether we can stay hybrid, have any sort of in-person instruction at all, whether we need to shift remote. But what we decided is try to give people warning for those 2 days before break, hopefully break up some of those quarantines, get people off and coming back. But we're going to have to keep looking at it. It is ever evolving and always changing, and it changes fast.
You know, it's one of the most fluid system things that I have ever seen. Like you say, it changes fast. And, you know, we did have some encouraging news from Bob Koppel this morning about they were able to release a few COVID patients from the hospital. But, you know, with this next wave, you know, they're going to need that space. And, boy, it obviously is of concern. What kind of reports have you had within the 383 district with regards to students and faculty and staff with positive COVID diagnoses?
Well, we've sure had them. We report that out. If people want to check out where our positive cases are, we have a dashboard. Michelle Jones collects all that information in, and we keep track of how many positive students, how many positive staff, as well as how many quarantined students and staff we have.
Well, but it's
impacting broad and wide.
I know as a parent, we're getting emails, it seems like almost daily, of another group that within the A and B and the secondary ed that is getting affected with COVID. You know, somebody's going home with COVID. And so then you have to check everybody else that they come in contact with. So yeah, it's quite fluid, especially lately.
Yeah, it definitely seems to have taken a turn and not necessarily for the better here over the last few weeks. Eric, let's talk a little bit about, you know, I want to ask about the faculty, because I've seen on Facebook a number of teachers that are just really, really struggling. You know, they're tired, they're frustrated, and what are you hearing from your faculty, and are you taking any steps to help them out?
Tired and frustrated. I think we're hearing that too. I think the true frustration comes from they can't do things the way they're meant to do things, and the way they love to do things. And that's stressful no matter what. And even if it's, you know, the younger kids not getting to hug them, you know, every day, especially kids that need that, or not being able to see your kids every day is frustrating. But also they balance it out with, you know, they want to be safe, and they want to make sure their kids are safe and their families are safe and their loved ones at home are safe too. So I think you've got that inner struggle going all the way along. So what are we doing to help? I think we're doing everything we can. I think that's one reason we look at what mode of operation we're in, trying to stick in hybrid to keep some face to face. Going full remote would be a stressful thing that would exacerbate some of those things and make them worse. But they also are aware of where we're at in our community too, and they're stressed for covering other people's classes and, you know, picking up here and there. They're doing a lot. Everybody's doing a lot. I don't think anybody's in a very good position. Nobody sitting there around doing nothing. Yeah. And so I think the hardest thing though is really not being able to do your job the way you know you're really good at doing your job and having to do it differently.
And those interpersonal relationships between a teacher and a student are one of the driving factors for people to have such, you know, rewarding careers in education.
Yeah, it's what we do well, and we're kind of getting stripped of what we really do well in this district. But hopefully it'll make us stronger and make us better. But boy, the growing pains are hard.
Daryl,
I know when I talked to some of the teachers, the younger grades are especially they're having a hard time because they're used to having their little kids there. They're really like having them there and raise them up and grow them and, you know, do all the things that the rest of us do, you know, a parent does. But as you get into the secondary ages, you know, you're more susceptible, it seems like, and the kids are more out and about. And so you start adding on the worries of, okay, what if this student went out this weekend and did something that brings COVID into me? I'm with my elderly parents, or I'm elderly and it comes into me. So, you know, and our staff is dropping like flies, it seems like right now. We're having a hard time keeping them up. So,
Daryl, as a member of the school board, what are you hearing from your constituents?
As far as the COVID and stuff, well, a lot of them want their kids back in school because it affects, you know, some of their jobs. But they also, some of them really understand because, you know, if they go back into school, they get into the mix of other kids that have been around it. So it may bring it home. Then they're really without a job for, you know, a couple of weeks possibly. So you get a little bit of a mix. Yeah, you get the frustration, which I totally understand, especially with the young kids. They learn, you know, K through three, whatever, K through four. Seem to learn best. You know, you can't learn coloring very well on a computer or reading. The others struggle, and we've seen that. We've seen it with their MTSS scores and stuff like that, and we're working on that. But the parents, you know, they're, especially for about a month ago, they were really sending us emails, please get our kids back into school. And we're trying hard, but you know, when your teachers are dropping like flies and your substitutes are dropping like flies, it's hard to do.
I think one of the biggest challenges you face is the staffing aspect of trying to continue to educate the youngsters. And Eric, bring us up to date on some of the staffing concerns that you have within the district.
Well, part of it's sick with COVID, but part of it's close contacts and quarantines. And that's one of the more frustrating things with staffing is people that can't be at work, but they feel fine and they feel okay. But we've seen it in our transportation department where we've had multiple contact cases out at the bus barn, which affects our routes, which affects, you know, we've seen it in our routing office, dispatch office. We've seen it pretty much, it's impacting everything. And those people all drive buses. Our backup drivers are our maintenance people. So right now, full maintenance staff have been in driving buses. All of them that are able to drive buses are driving pretty much every day, which puts the stress not only on your transportation department, but on your maintenance custodial departments, because those maintenance people, they're covering custodians as well in the building that are out or under quarantine. And then you just take the stress level up. And, you know, when you lose a group of teachers, you know, when you use a teacher and a couple of paras that are close contact and multiple kids within a classroom, and you see that happen two or three times, it doesn't take too long before you've got, you know, 20 adults out in your building that you gotta find cover for and make sure people are supervised, make sure we're taking care of them, make sure we're taking care of instruction and shifting those things out. And your principals are scrambling. They're scrambling hard to try and do that the very best they can for the kids.
And
so
it
just puts everybody in scramble mode, basically, is what I call it.
Eric, what about your substitute teacher pool?
Well, I got a substitute teacher pool of over 120 people. The question is, are they available when you need them? You know, have they taken other jobs or several of those? They're on my list, but they basically said, don't call us until after this stuff is done. So we see that list shrink down. We see that list grow every day, but whether they're available at the time we need them, that usually we can almost cover. We usually we get up to about 85-90% of our positions covered, and the rest of them we do internally. But the more we get called out on short notice, those are the ones we really struggle feeling late. No one likes getting that 6 o'clock call and want to be at the building at 7:30.
No kidding. We're speaking today with Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and also Daryl Edie, a member of the USD 383 school board. And gentlemen, we're going to take a break. By the way, I want to inform our listeners, we're a bit short-staffed here. And because of that, we're not going to be able to take calls here today. If you'd like to email us with a question or a comment, you can do that studio@1350kman.com. But no calls today here for the program. It's now 9:17. We'll return with more of In Focus and talks with our USD 383 school officials next on News Radio KMAN.